Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Now, you're not here. There's going to be a story as to why. How did things go last Sunday at the charity fun run walk?
Well, they went fantastic. We raised just over $10,000 all up, which was great. About 140 people showed up, which was fantastic as well. However, there was a friend of mine, who I'm not sure is my friend anymore,
right,
who dared me with a $100 donation to walk the 5K run. And as you know, I'm a much larger version of my true self. And that was fine. I made it through. I survived the 5Ks. But interestingly enough, the next morning, I couldn't move my right knee. And it's slowly getting better, but it's quite temperamental at the moment. So it's been an interesting week.
We might see you back in the studio, hopefully, next Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
This morning, you've got a message from Jenny and Steve. They've got a new baby boy, and they're having problems with their lab. Their lab dog is scared of the new addition to the family.
Yes, this is really interesting. Firstly, Jenny and Steve, congratulations on your new little baby boy, Theo. So Theo's come home with Jenny. They've been gone for about a week and their labradoodle seems absolutely scared of the baby. Now, there's a couple of times where that fear is intensified, and that's particularly when Jenny's walking around with Theo in her arms, or if they're sitting on the couch, or when he cries. So they tell us a little bit about what's going on for our little labradoodle. Firstly, we know through science that the part of the brain where we register the sound of babies crying in humans and in dogs is actually an unpleasant sound. So its frequency and its pitch is unpleasant to our brains. And interestingly enough, what do we do when we hear a baby cry? We go and attend to the baby. So neither dogs nor humans scientifically like to hear babies cry. Now, if you think about a baby, we often have them wrapped up in swaddling and all different kinds of things to keep them warm. So probably our labradoodle is looking from a vantage point of much lower down, probably only sees a blanket moving or the swaddling moving, and maybe have seen a little baby's head pop out from time to time. So you can understand from their perspective why that might be a little bit scary. So what we've got to do is we've got to help that dog associate the baby with positive things. So what we want to do is we want to keep the dog's routine as much as possible. So if Jenny normally takes our dog for a walk every morning, let's see if Steve can do that for a period of time just to keep things somewhat normal. The other thing we need to be aware of is our emotions. Dogs can smell. So they can smell fear and anxiety. They can smell anger. It all registers through smell for them. Now, when a brand new mum comes home with a baby, there's lots of anxiety. There's lots of stuff happening in her body. There's a lot of emotion in this whole process. So we need to just be very mindful of the emotions that we're giving out. So particularly when we're around our dog, we want to try and be calm or happy but relaxed so that the dog can pick up that this little baby in the swaddling isn't anything scary. I would also leave when I'm changing my baby, if changing my baby's singlet, I might leave that on the couch or somewhere where my dog can have a sniff when they're ready to have a bit of a sniff so that the dog is socialising towards the baby. And I would also, when the baby's down for a nap, I would interact with the dog and play games or have cuddles. And slowly but surely, I would bridge that gap. And most dogs, over time, will get used to the baby and will enjoy the baby. It's just a matter of time and making sure that the dog doesn't feel completely out of the loop because this little bundle of joy has arrived.
Good on you, Joe. Some great advice there for Jenny and Steve. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Joe, happy recovery. We'll see you back in the studio very soon.
Thank you, Sean. I miss you.
We'll see you soon.